Moments of Melody Time, 5 minutes to help you begin your day. George Washington Carver, Negro scientist who achieved wonders with the humble peanut, used to tell this story. When I was young, I said to God, "God, tell me the mystery of the universe." But God answered, "That knowledge is reserved for me alone." And so I said, "God, tell me the mystery of the peanut." Then God said, "Well, George, that's more nearly your size." And then he told me. Once, when brought before a select gathering of statesmen, scientists, and others to explain his peanut products, Dr. Carver was asked where he learned so much. And he pointed to his old, worn Bible. They said in astonishment, "There's nothing about a peanut in the Bible." And he answered, "No, but the God of the peanut is there." Continue reading from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Christ has given each of us special abilities. Whatever he wants us to have out of his rich storehouse of gifts. The psalmist tells us about this, for he says that when Christ returned triumphantly to heaven after his resurrection and victory over Satan, he gave generous gifts to the children of men. Notice that it says he returned to heaven. This means that he had first come down from the heights of heaven, far down to the lowest parts of the earth. The same one who came down is the one who went back up, that he might be the ruler over all things everywhere, from the farthest down to the highest up. Some of us have been given special ability as apostles. To others, he's given the gift of being able to preach well. Some have special ability in winning people to Christ, helping them to trust him as their Savior. And still others have a gift for caring for God's people as a shepherd does his sheep, leading and teaching them in the ways of God. Yes, God has a special work for each one of his children. First, trust Christ as Savior. Then ask him to help you develop the gift that he's given you.